We're doing the Drashot Ramban. We're up to page Nun Gimel in the Beit Hayayin edition, page Nun Gimel in the Chazon Yoel edition. Upiresh Rav Sefer HaMoreh V'Hineh B'Dibrot HaShniyot Mefurash V'Zachartah K'Eved Hayita Be'eretz Mitzrayim. The Rambam explains, when it comes to Shabbos, in the second recounting of the Ten Commandments in Parshas Va'eschanan, in the book of Devarim, where Moshe is reviewing what happened in these 40 years, so over there, there are differences between different things in the Ten Commandments. And when it comes to Shabbos, so it says over there, keep Shabbos and remember that you were a servant in the land of Egypt. And God took you out with a powerful hand and an outstretched arm. That's why Hashem commanded you to keep Shabbos. So the Rambam explains, what does the verse literally mean? God says, being that I took you out of slavery, you're responsible to do my mitzvot. I took you out of slavery and I say, keep Shabbos, keep Shabbos. But says my Nachmanides, when it says, therefore Hashem commanded you, that's explained differently. It's explained the way I said, says Nachmanides, not the way Maimonides says. Maimonides says, God saying, I took you out of Egypt, therefore keep Shabbos. Hashem saying, I took you out of Egypt, so you owe me one, keep Shabbos. Nachmanides says, no. Hashem says, I took you out of Egypt, therefore keep Shabbos. What Hashem is saying is, Ki ata chayav lizkor hanes hagadol she'asah lecha. I took you out of Egypt, and that's why it's your responsibility to remember, to commemorate that great miracle. Not because you owe me, but because it's in your interest to remember. Hashem says, that's why I commanded you. Hashem is not saying that's why you owe it to me to do it. Hashem is saying that's why you're keeping Shabbos. Shabbos is a commemoration of that miracle. Look at how I watched over you and I took you out of Egypt. That's why I tell you keep Shabbos, because you really are testifying to the fact that God created the world and controls the world. You see, He took you out of Egypt. So now I'm telling you, I want you to always commemorate this, that I showed you that I run the world, that I created the world when I took you out of Egypt. So when Hashem says, therefore keep Shabbos, Hashem isn't saying, that's why you owe it to me. Hashem is saying, that's part of what you're indicating when you keep Shabbos, that I control the world. So do something that's a proof that everyone will see, that God created the world and watches over what's happening here. God benefits those who do His will, and God punishes those who go against His will, because all of this was clarified in the Exodus from Egypt. And that's the Ramban's final point in this chapter, that we have mitzvos that attest to miracles that happened. They were one-time occurrences in history, and we do mitzvos to commemorate them, because these occurrences attest to the basic concepts of Jewish philosophy, that God created the world, that God took Saddam Mitzrayim, that God's watching over the world, that God pays people back, that God has actions which He desires and actions that He prohibits. All these concepts are alluded to by certain mitzvos that we perform. And he concludes the chapter with the mitzvah of Shabbos, which is also indicative of the Exodus of Egypt, which is again attesting to all these basic concepts of Jewish thought.